I found Kate in the Jeep. I got in and we headed back toward the gate. She said, "How did it go?" "Interesting." We rode in silence a while down the dark, narrow road leading away from the Coast Guard station. I asked, "Where to?"
"Calverton."
I looked at my dashboard clock. It was close to 11 p.m., and I inquired, "Is this the last stop?"
"It is."
We headed toward Calverton, which is a small town toward the north shore of Long Island, which was the site of a former Grumman aircraft and naval installation plant, where the pieces of the TWA Boeing 747 had been trucked for reconstruction in 1996. Both of us knew we had crossed over the line that separates lawful and assigned investigation from unlawful and freelance snooping. We could stop now and probably get away with what we'd done since the memorial service. But if we went to Calverton, and if we kept following this trail, we'd be unemployed and indicted. Kate said, "A few miles from here is Brookhaven National Laboratory. Cyclotrons, linear accelerators, laser guns, and subatomic particles." You lost me after laboratory. There's a theory, a suspicion, that this laboratory was experimenting with a plasma-generating device that night. A death ray. And that was the streak of light that took down TWA 800.
"Well then, let's stop there and ask them about it. What time do they close?"
She ignored me, as usual, and continued, "There are 7 major theories. You want to hear about the underwater methane gas bubble theory?" I had this disturbing image of whales in an underwater locker room lighting farts. I said, "Maybe later."